And welcome everybody to the Burger King Ranch Podcast, a podcast about family, life, Texas, sports, and whatever tickles our fancy. I'm your host, Ross Ramon, alongside Kyle Kupchinski and Brian Smith. We're the crew that keeps the ranch running, your heart's a-beating, and your brain's a-thinking. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. And we're here. It's Wednesday, episode 57, the Burger King Ranch BKR. But today is a different B and a K. My normal compadres are missing in action. One is on vacation and one is doing his ranch hand stuff from home. So I got Brenton as the B. I got the Mama Hoss. Can I call you Mama Hoss?
No, I think I'm Queen Ranch Hand.
Okay, Queen Ranch Hand. That sounds like you, what? I don't know if I like that. You can't be dubbed Queen Ranch. And anyways, my wife, Chris, is here. And you still have me, the deep voice, crazy, twitchy one. keeping it real, keeping y'all here. So it's Olympics week, y'all. And that's happening. That's starting on Friday. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am.
You are excited?
I am.
Why?
I've been waiting for it.
I like that's Olympics. Right. It's been delayed a year.
Yeah.
You from Colorado, where the Olympic Museum is at. You are the one.
Olympic City, USA.
Oh, you are birthed from there, and you visit there a lot. So I get it. It's delayed a year. I don't know if like that's going to be good or bad, because it's like next year's Winter Olympics, right?
Yeah, back to back.
Back to back.
Ooh, that'll be nice, though.
It's a different change.
Every 4 years, the worlds get together, and now we're like looking at soccer and USA basketball and all kinds of things. Every 4 years is summer, though. Summer four, and then, yeah, winter four. But, like, it's two if you're being an asshole, like Brenton's pointed out. But if you're
not... Well, next year I'll be back-to-back, which will be nice. Like, you won't have a break.
No, I get it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. But you have, like, our soccer team. Well, they lost to Sweden, so that's fun. And then our basketball team, and they're losing to everybody, so that's fun. So it's... It's an interesting showing. And then we have one of our fastest Olympians ever that she got caught on the Mayor Joanna, and they said, no Olympics for you.
Yeah, those marijuana cigarettes.
That sucks.
I mean, she worked hard and she is a damn good athlete.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Who is justifying that marijuana is a performance enhancing drug?
I have no idea.
And who gave it to her? And like, just, it was, why, it, how did we
she,
get there?
She lives in a legal state. She bought it legally.
Okay, but
so just,
I'm sorry,
it's just
you're in the Olympics. Like your whole life has led up to that moment and that event. How do you make a mistake like that?
I don't. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it was a mistake. She openly admitted. Yeah, I know what I did. I bought it. I smoked it. I wanted it, and I didn't think I'd get caught.
But it wasn't even that she was in trouble. It was like the world governing.
Yeah.
What's the name of the
Olympic Committee?
There you go. The Olympic Committee people that did it. So whatever. Everybody else is like, y'all should change your shit. But it is what it is. But how about those beds, Brenton? Would you be smashing in the Olympic Village? Because last 4 years, I guess 5 years ago, everybody was playing Who's in My Mouth in the Olympics, and that was the weirdest thing.
I'm not gonna smash. I'm married.
Oh, so. There you go. You're not gonna smash. Okay, good. But if you were going to smash at the Olympics with your wife, would you do it on a cardboard bed?
I'd fuck extra hard on that.
For those who
there's
don't
an
know,
extra goal there. Yeah. Break the bed.
Well, but they were saying that. So, like, apparently, to talk about sustainability and the environment and all that other good stuff. Yay! Even though China's like the most polluted fucking area in the world, that's cool. They said, "Yo, Tokyo." It's like Japan. It's like China, but it's not. Yo, Tokyo. They said to be sustainable. Guess what we're gonna do? We're going to do beds that are made of cardboard. And now everybody's like, well, 4 years ago, everybody was fucking everybody. So maybe they're trying to say, hey, we don't want our Olympians doing nasties.
I didn't know that it was framed up as an economical.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was a COVID prevention.
COVID? What?
Because the COVID cases are on the rise there, which is why they don't have any spectators watching the Olympics in person. So I thought it was a cleanliness thing. I didn't realize it was a.
Oh, like
well, Tokyo is pretty clean as it is, though, yeah. I mean, from a washy-washy perspective,
disposable
I don't know.
Bed frames. I get that.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was purely a let's keep them from humping.
Okay, then.
I thought they're dubbed the anti-sex beds.
I know that on the internet, that's an anti-sex bed. But then Brenton sends me this fucking thing that we'll put up on the gram later of this Irish. What does he do?
I believe he's a gymnast.
An Irish gymnast. That apparently is a sentence I've never thought I would say in my life, but an Irish gymnast demonstrated how by hopping up in bed violently that he could in fact have the sexo on the beds.
So I guess jumping equates crazy sex. They go hand in hand.
No, to be fair, he gave it his all. I mean,
to be fair, he weighs 105 because he's a fucking gymnast.
That's fair. But he really did give it the beans to showcase. Yeah, confirm gymnast,
Irish gym. There you go, from Ireland. Hey man, he said, let the humping begin.
Fake news.
That's what he says. He goes, fake news. I was talking to one of our other ranch hands, and he's like, I told him about this topic. He's like, well, what are y'all going to talk about? And I was like, we're going to talk about these sex beds and in the Olympics. Anti-sex beds. But, I mean, everything's a sex bed. I mean, even if you're by yourself, it could be. You don't know.
But depends on your definition of sex.
All right. Well, self-love. Shut up. Sometimes Britain's lonely at night, and it's okay.
If you sit in your left hand.
You're not a stranger. Anyways, going back to one of my ranch hand buddies, he was reaching out saying, oh, yeah, those beds, I saw something about it. Only thing I have to say to the Olympics and to pretty much everybody is, like, you don't, like, people don't fuck standing up. And I just kind of got taken back. I was like, oh, yeah. Stand-up sex is a thing, too.
My first thought was, these are Olympians. Like, these are people in their peak physical condition.
They will figure it out.
I was going to say, they can probably stand on like one arm and one leg and figure out like some Sumatra things that I can't conceive of.
Here's my Karma Sutra. I like that you use Sumatra. That was good. Isn't that type of coffee, too?
I don't know.
Besides sex position?
Karma Sutra, I think, is Karma the correct Sutra. One. Sumatra is not. I messed that up pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was a coffee. I was like, Sumatran coffee. I love Sumatran.
I'm glad
coffee.
You called me out on that. That's the word.
Well, I'm just saying it's. I didn't think that we were going to represent. Be like, oh, we're prudes in the Olympics. I don't think anybody is everybody in a bed. Like, are the basketball players in super long cardboard cutouts or going on there?
As far as I know, everyone is in exactly what you saw.
Oh, that's
the cardboard twin beds.
Sterile and.
But I think they still have a pad. It's just super supportive.
It's a mattress on cardboard frame.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, and technically cardboard is super porous and collects germs. So my thought that it was COVID prevention is highly inaccurate.
I know, way inaccurate. I didn't even put COVID together with that.
Oh, I did.
It's a bubble.
Just because of the lack of spectators. Like it was a big deal.
Yeah, everything's a big deal.
Recently, I was in Colorado for work, speaking with an Olympian, and she was talking about how she doesn't want to go to Tokyo too early.
Oh.
Just because of the crazy restrictions that they're going to be held to. They're not allowed to leave the village. They're not allowed to order food. It's very, very tight confined, tightly controlled about what they are and are not allowed to do. So it's definitely changed the dynamic of the Olympic experience.
No. That's fun. Well, I mean, but they have to be there Friday because that's like opening ceremony even going to happen?
Yeah, it's a go as okay. But like typically, as far as I understand, Olympians will sometimes go to the country of that's holding the Olympics is a month or 2 months early to acclimate.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense. Here they're like, nah,
I'm good. Hey, I wouldn't want to acclimate, or I wouldn't go that early to Tokyo because everything's shorter. And, I think people would stare at you, Brent, and be like, are you 6'4"? Is that what 6'4" looks like?
I don't even know if they'd know.
I don't know. I'm three of you, like person.
White Yao Ming.
without the dribble skills.
Definitely no zero skills.
So it's weird week in news though. Cause you go from no sex, anti-sex Olympic beds to sending big cocks into space. It's been a weird week. We're on Wednesday, and one of the richest men in the world decided, fuck it, I'm going into suborbit. And he did it. We've talked about it on the show before, but he actually did it. And I think everybody finally was paying attention, but they weren't paying attention to him. They didn't give a shit. About the big, veiny fucking rocket boosters on the sides.
Yeah,
Blue Origin.
Saw the rocket. But like more impressive to me was that cowboy hat.
Oh, fuck off. Okay.
That was brand new. Like, he just opened that thing, popped it on and walked out.
It was a very weird, I don't think anybody's going to get over the cocks. We can go back to that in a little bit, but yeah, you bring up a good point. After he did the orbit, suborbit, one of these people was asking him, one of the reporters was asking, hey, is this going to make you go to deep space? Is your focus on deep space? And he goes, absolutely, and gives the weirdest, most evil cockamamie laugh. And they flashed it to like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, and that's literally the way he's laughing. I said, fuck it. I just went deaf to it, and I saw this hat, and it was like a pan hat that looked like a Hipster United ad.
Not good.
It's not good. Mm-mm. But he was trying to make a cowboy hat, and that's cool and all, but
No.
It didn't work.
I just registered Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy?
That's probably what that was.
Oh.
Space yeah. Cowboy.
But he's but second.
Space Cowboy and a giant penis?
But he went.
Yeah, he did.
He went, is it 10 miles higher or 100? Like, he went just further.
Than Branson?
Yeah, and then Branson to.
Oh, so his dick is bigger.
Exactly. Literally. Like, that big dick went higher.
Farther.
I went deeper than you did, Branson. Enjoy it. Yeah. It's just like the whole space race is cool. I don't, who cares? You know, you're doing it. Good on you. And the only thing that was kind of weird outside of the, you know, the big dick in space and the shitty cowboy hat and the weird laugh that he gave was getting like some of the feedback. Like people were like, oh, you know, one, there was that petition. We don't want Bezos to come back. There's like 50,000 people who said, fucking stay in suborbit orbit. And I'm,
yeah, that's not how that works.
That's not how that works. But good on you for getting your emotions out. It's like punching a fucking pillow and feeling better afterwards, I guess. Good on you. But even after that petition, he comes back. People are bitching. They're like, oh, why is this news? The richest man of the world is up in suborbital space and on Amazon. Nobody said thank you to me as a consumer. I'm like, I'm hearing this and everybody's getting kind of pissy about it. I don't care that he went to space. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit that he's a billionaire. What I love more than anything was being like people mad, like, grr, you didn't say thank you to the public who got you there. No, fuck you. Dear Amazon, dear Whole Foods, because y'all are one now. I really love you because you make my life easy and I don't have to go to HEB. Signed, mm-hmm. Ross Ramon.
But loved HEB.
I did love HEB. Curbside.
Ooh, and delivery.
Oh, no.
As the delivery person doesn't drive over your curb.
Yeah, no, that has literally never happened correctly before. That's one of those things that's just weird. So I don't really know.
I was more surprised to hear that Bezos' ex-wife is already remarried to a high school chemist teacher. that caught my interest yesterday.
Were you on TMZ or what the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I just kept learning more about this dick trip to the sky.
Sometimes
you do. And then it divulged into like, look at his cowboy hat. And then, where's his ex-wife? Oh, she's married again.
She's married.
Already.
Damn, what's that prenup look like?
Well, I mean, good for him. I mean, good for her. I'm glad she's happy.
Wait, but like he's a teacher like in chemistry, you said?
Don't quote me here.
I'm not quoting you. I don't know. I don't care about it. It's her husband.
It's a high school or college chemistry teacher.
Damn. How did that meet? That's a we either really lucky, the most fortunate fucking Tinder in the history of the world. Like, is he older?
I honestly.
Or were there any pictures?
No information.
No pictures. Okay. Let's pretend that they're both older, right?
Not Tinder.
It'd be like our time. Farmers only, but like for old people, this is our time.
Is it like
we were going to set your dad on that shit at one point in time. I was like, we should get him an R time because he's like older. I'm talking about my wife's dad. We should set him up there because, you know, after all the good stuff, I was like, yeah, let's do that. But he did his own freak on.
Yeah, he did his own online situation.
Did he use Tinder?
No, it wasn't Tinder. What's the other
I have no fucking
what's
idea.
The mainstream one that was out before every other one was out?
Scruff.
Online dating platform.
Brent, is that the one you're on, Scruff?
Yeah, big Scruff fan. What's Scruff?
I have no idea. I
just made it up.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, copyright.
Yeah.
Can confirm. Mackenzie Scott is the new husband to Dan Jewett. Her new husband, Dan Jewett. So Mackenzie Scott is Jeff Bezos' wife.
Okay.
Dan Jewett is a high school science teacher. He's pledged to work with her in giving away many of her billions.
I'm sure he pledged the shit out of some things to make it stick because there's no way you're bouncing that fast.
Hey, man. As long as they're happy.
As long as they're happy. Hey, baby, can I go buy a country real quick? Please, I'll be your best friend.
Apparently, they have a goal of giving away like everything.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
TBD.
I'm fine with it. I mean, hey, I can give you some addresses to people. We can figure something out. Bezos, hit me up. Wait, did she take his name or did he take her name? I feel like he's obligated to take her name.
Her name is...
You got $72 billion. I'll take your name.
Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And we've got Dan Jewett.
Okay, so they're like the Jewett and Scott gang?
Doesn't say.
Sounds like a really shitty version of The Office.
Back to my dad. He did his own thing on eHarmony.
Oh.
And that's how he met his current girlfriend.
I didn't even know eHarmony was still a thing. I thought that faded away.
Nope. Still out there for that generation of people
that's right. That was the official one, right? Like yes. Where they're like, we give you a 17 point inspection. Like we're your fucking car.
It was like 400 questions. That's why most people.
Are you serious?
Our age gave up on it.
No, most people our age are like, just fucking like,
not
hey, I'll literally lay down right here. Are you in or not? Like that's dating these days. Like what the fuck? But not, it was 400 questions? That's terrible.
I think it was one, like, there's a minimum, but the more you answer, the more specific they can match you. So you can just keep answering questions indefinitely, I think.
Do you have any fetishes?
I haven't done this.
I like my bed made, like, in the mornings.
You want dinner on the table at 6 o'clock?
No, I'm the cook. I don't worry. I'm not dictating the time because I'm cooking it. You're welcome. Fucking Bezos. You know, the one thing that you can't buy on Amazon that I saw earlier was this fucking company who's selling Kraft mac and cheese flavored ice cream. And they're like, we're going to do a test market. It's like an established ice cream brand. I've never heard of it. It's like a Northeast thing. Van Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen.
There you go. Van Leeuwen. Oh, the VW is silent. Okay, cool. Mac and cheese ice cream. They said, fuck it. This is the flavor we're going to go for. Big publicity stunt. Apparently it is just like a creamy cold version of mac and cheese, but I don't know if I could do that. Cause if it tastes like Kraft macaroni and cheese, I want to be able to chew something, not like slurp down like I broke my jaw.
Yeah. I'm not going there.
Come period. On. Come on, B. Would you try it?
I don't chew my mac and cheese anyway. I just swallow.
You just whole, swallow it whole. Maybe. That's why you always order lobster. So you get that extra chunk down there. I get it. I get it. It's something they said that they're going to start. It sold out so quickly. They're going to start distributing it or something.
Yeah. Their test batch sold out within hours. So then they decided to, you know, start up the presses and make regular amount and get it on the line and get it sold. So it's coming soon.
It just doesn't sound.
I've never even heard of that brand. If it ain't in the HEB, it ain't worth the fuck.
Well, write the check, HEB. They also do other stuff. Like they do regular ice cream and they do vegan ice cream. So they're pretty creative and adventurous.
What's a vegan ice cream? Carrot flavored water?
Coconut milk.
Oh, I like coconut milk. I mean, you know, sweetened. Don't give me your vegan stance over here, Mr. I'll deep throat a fucking porterhouse quicker than anybody at the table.
I do love a porterhouse as well as a portobello. Yeah.
I like portobello mushrooms. I don't hate on the fungus. The fungus among us is always okay with me. I can't do it, but I'd be...
Ooh, HEB does sell it. Oh, boom. Fuck.
Like that brand exactly, ice cream?
Yes.
Are you on the HEB app right now?
Of course I am. It's my most used app on my phone.
Oh, of course it is. You're like, am I going to go to the store today? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Delivery.
Van Leeuwen vegan cookies and cream caramel swirled non-dairy frozen ice cream. And the vegan mint chocolate chip non-dairy frozen dessert.
Mm. No, I'm good.
Oh, and there's more. There's a vanilla non-dairy vegan frozen dessert. It's not ice cream, I guess. It's called a frozen dessert.
Yeah, because that makes the calories way less. But hey, B, I got a question because this whole curbside HEB delivery, do y'all use it at all? Curbside or delivery?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Do you do any? Oh, you do like the blue aprons, right?
Yeah, for years.
Okay, for years. You've done that. But I think the only thing my problem is especially with my wife, and I don't know if this happens to any of our ranch hand men's, is we get this gorgeous, ornate, like, we plan our weekly meals. Boom. We had Greek meatballs tonight. I was not impressed, but apparently they were good. And basically you plan it, you're doing it, you got all your stuff, apps ready, and then somebody at the table in this general vicinity of the chairs, the last That'd name is me, doesn't ever hit the submit button. So we're like, oh yeah, what time is the pickup? Oh fuck, I lost my time slot because of the things. It's fucked. It's fucked.
My issue was produce. Like, I'm a big fan of like picking up my produce, and I think that the HEBs are just like, hey, let's get rid of the old stuff.
Yeah,
and they pick all the quick. So
it's either that or they're like the bananas are so fucking green that it gives Kermit, like, it's the shade of Kermit, and they still like, nah, that's what you wanted.
Well, to be fair, the bananas. There's a preference. You can pick green or yellow or no preference. And I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to eat a banana. So I say no preference. And we take the gamble. We're okay. Like, are we going to eat them soon? Or are we going to let them sit for a while?
Sometimes I just like, oh, I'm going to get bananas today. I want a banana. Nope. I'll see you next week, Mr. Banana. Because if not, I'll break my fucking tooth on your green goddamn.
Put it in the microwave.
No. That sounds even worse. There's this new trend going on, and it's for our barbecue listeners. You know, I think we always talk about meats and stuff like this. Well, this is something, I don't know why it's happening, but apparently it's a thing that once the Today Show hits it, it's something. Smoked cream cheese, like, as a, I'm going to smoke a block of, what is the brand
name? Philadelphia cream cheese.
Philadelphia cream. Just
let's start it out. Ross hates cream cheese.
I don't hate cream cheese.
Yes, you do.
What do you mean? Like you by itself, it is bullshit. Like exactly. You got to put it in something.
You're going to hate this automatically.
Yeah. No, but again, by itself, yeah. No, you need to jazz that fucker up. That yeah. Cream cheese is not a cheese that can stand alone. You give me a brie, you give me a fucked up like blue cheese with fungi. You know where I'm at, B.
You're not putting cream cheese on a charcuterie
board. No, you're not. Unless you have fucking Cheese Whiz, Ritz crackers, and some fucking gummy bears. Because why the hell not?
Even so, I don't want smoked cream cheese on a charcuterie.
I don't know. But I think I could get down with this. I mean, you take your cream cheese, you like open up that little foil.
You
wrapper,
literally flap
and
it,
and then you season it with whatever your favorite barbecue seasoning is.
How does it not melt? Like how does it?
Because it's only at 225. It's not high enough to like melt it like gooey liquid.
Because it's fucking fake ass cheese. It's not fake cheese.
Too, but
it's not like the Rico's nacho dips that you get at the ballparks where you know you're basically one molecule away from a fucking piece of plastic.
Fair.
No, it's just the temp. It's low and slow.
All I'm saying is I won't want to eat it plain. But if you like dove hunting, dove, a little jalapeno, a little smoked cream cheese,
right up a dove's
ooh,
ass,
yeah.
Wrapped in bacon. Like that might be delicious,
but I'm not going to put, that's taking up valuable real estate on my smoker for like other things. It's like whenever fucking Kyle, RIP in peace, Kyle, I know you're not dead, but
veggies.
Maybe you'll hear us. Like he's like, I'm going to put some asparagus on there. You keep your asparagus away from my fucking fillets, bro. So same thing. Why would I give space to my grill for cream cheese?
Well, so this, in my mind, I would put this on in unless the very I want beginning. A Traeger. When you're first getting your smoker set up and getting up to temp and, you know, you don't really care if it's the exact temperature like you need your meat to be, you do it then and then you pull it off. That's your little appy while you're smoking your meat, your real meat, and put your real meat on.
Yeah. You keep saying meat and I forget my wife's on the show. I'm like, oh my.
I am your wife.
That's awesome. No, I don't know. We will try it, I guess. I don't know. We're doing the my mother's descending upon us this weekend. And it's going to be a great time. My niece's birthday. I'm super pumped. Happy birthday. And so she's going to come over. And I think somebody named Brent Cavazos might be showing up with one of our dear friends, Johnny Ballou, because he will be here. And it's going to be a good time. Maybe we'll make room and fit it on the smoker because I think we're going to do, what are we doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, I think we're going to do flanks or something like that. So that's not smoking. That's high heat. But maybe I'll just, because I'm out there, I'm going to light the San Maria for the meat. But I'll light the smoker for this bullshit block of cheese and we'll see what happens.
We can throw it on my Traeger.
There, yeah, you could be in. What can I bring? Bring me a fucking smoked
two blocks cube of smoked cream cheese.
Lightly smoked. I'm hopeful. I mean, because we've done the cream cheese where you layer the jalapeno raspberry jelly on top and then you dip it.
But the star of that is not the fucking cream cheese.
No,
that
it's
is
the jelly.
The jelly's sexual.
I get it. But it's warm, gooey cheese that is seasoned with a wheat thin. I think it's going to work out.
I don't know, man. I'm for it. Like, I'll try it.
I'm bringing those.
You should. Right. But we need two variations. Like, you need to do, like, one variation, another variation.
How do I vary? Seasonings.
I have seasonings.
You can sprinkle whatever you want.
I mean, and Uncle Chris's doesn't count because somebody will literally die of cholesterol poisoning at the fucking table if you do it. I love you, Uncle Chris's. You have a time and a place. It is not on fucking cream cheese.
We have all those meat church seasonings.
Everything seasoning.
Yeah. What's that?
Trader Joe's everything seasoning.
So we'll take that as a poll for later. Is Trader Joe's branded barbecue seasoning?
No, it's not everything seasoning. Like everything bagel seasoning.
Got it. Okay, I thought you were saying like Trader Joe's made his like meat church thing.
Oh no!
I was about to say, okay, Trader Joe's, why don't you stick to your bullshit fucking $2 chuck? And leave the smoking to us.
No, we'll give it a go.
All right, I'm excited. I'm not, but if we can get some of that raspberry jalapeno jelly sex happening, that'd be great.
If listeners have suggestions,
let me reopen my HEB app again.
Third time's the charm. Yeah, that's why if you sound broken or anything, she's over here literally shopping while we're talking. That's great.
Multitasking.
So speaking of multitasking, what was the Brent and I were out downtown lunch having a ball and he does like that notorious look where you whip away. You're like, oh gosh, something's either going to attack us or something cool is happening. And then he shakes his head in disappointment and we're downtown. So in downtown Austin, you can fucking see anything, right? You can see any type of person, tons of hobos. They're doing getting a little bit better. Not so piss smelly, but, I mean, I said a little, and yeah, just a lot of variants. Well, one variant that was walking towards us was, some gentleman and, yeah, he had a little robot following him, and Brenton looked at him in disgust, and then decided to search about said robot. Go ahead, B. Tell us about your Gita experience.
I don't know what it is. I know that I've seen ads for it on YouTube a whole bunch.
Yeah.
It's a personal robot that follows you around carrying up to 40 pounds of whatever you want to put in it. It has cameras on front and rear to follow, like literally follow only its person.
Like, but is it you, like, am I wearing a special necklace?
No. It scans your body for like your height, weight, size, and then it knows.
So it's judging me.
It judges the shit out of you.
What a piece of shit. But it will
only follow you. It's a $3,250 toy.
Okay. That's wonderful. Well, I mean, he's downtown in like everybody was giving him shit. We were there with a little group, and he's downtown in his athletic gear, and he's like clearly not working out, but for some reason he needed his Umbro shorts. He's an
influencer.
No, he was too old. I mean, he's probably had a hip surgery, but
well, I mean, that could be an argument to have one. If you can't lift or hold with, you know, your hips or your back or your arms, I mean, you got to get your stuff carried around.
All somehow. I'm saying is this thing couldn't hold a 12 pack of beer.
Actually it can. And there's a little cooler attachment, or there's at least a picture of someone that shoved a soft-sided cooler inside of one.
How big is a soft-sided cooler? The size of like a brown paper sack?
I don't know. I mean, it could probably carry an 18-pack.
No fucking way.
Huh? Because, like, think about
Gita,
it.
Gita, get also, at us. Oh, my, I'm going to hit you up super hard. Get at us.
You also don't have to close the lid. So you could have, like, your 18-pack sticking up and then your ice on the side. And then, I mean, you got to go dig in for your cold beer. The lid is not waterproof.
That's smart.
So it's like, yeah, sure, it will work in the rain, but your things might get wet. But think about it. If I'm carrying a grocery sack or like a
$3,200 shopping
bag, it's going to get wet.
Well, it's pretty crazy because it's basically a Segway. I mean, it's two wheels.
Yes, it is. A mini Segway.
Without a driver. It's driven by AI.
That's weird.
But it only works for, I think, 4 hours, and then it takes 2 hours to charge. So it's not like you could take this, I don't know, through an airport or through an all-day shopping trip or whatnot. It is a very limited time use. And the thing itself is 40 pounds. Like, that's a little bit heavy. So if you can't carry things, you're sure not going to be able to pick that thing up and put it in your car either.
What if we put it, like, make a gasoline version of one?
It needs a ramp into your trunk.
Like 125cc Gita?
Just going on. That would be the better one because it'd be a lot faster. And, like, it would last longer, but the brakes would not be able to stop. So it just runs somebody over and I'd laugh. I don't know. Everybody gave this dude shit for $3,200. You're telling me the motherfucker's not waterproof. Yeah. I have an issue with that. I'll go to Home Depot right now and get you like a 25 cent piece of goddamn stripping for the case. And look, oh, it's water resistant at least.
Also, like, it needs a weight. Like, we have vacuum robots and mopping robots that go to a home.
We don't
land. No, we don't.
I don't need that.
But
fucking,
they exist, right? Like, why doesn't this robot have like a way to land itself into your travel vehicle?
No, I don't need robots in my house.
I think the guy had this just so that he could walk around and have everyone stop him at every corner and ask about it.
That's ridiculous.
I just wish somebody was like following him with a camera and see how many bums kicked it, you know, or tried to piss on it or something. Just like,
that's the next video we need to see. Someone trying to screw it up and see what it does.
World star. No, bum. Don't do it.
Well, and they must be low on production because when you search, you know, the hashtag of, what's it called?
Gita or Gita.
Yeah. Hashtag Gita robots. Like, a bunch of people or a few different people had them, and they're all like canvassed out differently, like different stickers, and people have named them. And I mean, you can get all kinds of crazy with it. But I guess if you're spending that kind of money, it needs to be your.
Yeah.
Your robot. Nalguitas.
Mm-hmm.
Nalguita means butt.
That's what you would ranch call hands.
I wear a couple, my little nalguitas follow me. That's what it needs to be. And get at me, Gita. I'll help you. I don't think I could walk out in public with that. Like, I would.
But imagine your son's baseball game.
I would definitely like, my son would absolutely say, hey, how about you just like, I got it, Dad. I'll carry the equipment. I'll do everything else. Don't follow
me. He already
me
carries his own baseball bag.
Damn right.
I think it's big shit. And heavy.
Yeah, I know. He's carrying about half his body weight.
As tall as him.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't matter. He loves it and that's fine.
He sure does.
Makes him stronger.
I would never take that to the baseball game.
And one of the things I saw is someone took it through like their grocery store. And so as they were shopping, instead of having a public shopping cart, they put all their groceries into the Gita robot and then took it through the checkout line.
What if you got celery and it won't close?
It's not. You don't have to close it.
So you just
Most
take the
of
lid
the
off?
Pictures I saw.
No, the lid like just lifts up
like,
and holds.
It like convertibles on itself. Like, you know how convertible lids are still attached to the car? That's kind of what it does.
That's stupid. I get it. If you're a city dweller in 2050, sure, go for the Nalguita. But the Nalguita 2.0 that has 125cc engine on it, that's going to be a better seller, motherfucker. One last thing that we bought recently that really annoyed the shit out of me is, you know, everybody's heard about the bug assaults, like the salt guns for the flies. And it's kind of a game of hunting and giving, starting rust around your house by shooting fucking metal objects with salt and just watching them decay.
I kill flies.
Yeah. Now I let my son do it. And he's just like, Dad, I'm gonna go hunt for flies. Knock yourself out there, buddy. Well, one of ours.
Don't shoot your sister.
Don't shoot your sister. That's a very sacred rule. Like, he did once, didn't he? He shot her in the leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that did not work out well in his favor. Mm-mm. I was like, all right, line up, Papa.
Drama queen.
Eye for an eye. She's not. What'd I do? I gave her the bug assault. I said, shoot him. She's like, no. I was like, you shoot him or I will, and you don't want me pulling that trigger because I'll put it real close.
I had better aim than you
yeah.
did.
And so she did, and I was like, it sucks, right? Life lesson. You're welcome. Anyways. Ours died. We had like the 1.0 or the whatever. Apparently now there's version 3.
Yeah, 3.0. Damn. I just, neighbor of mine had it.
Not the CO2 one though. Mm-mm. Yeah, no, this one's
that's
different.
Yeah, that's too much. We're not giving our son a CO2 powered salt gun.
Hell no, we're not going to do it. They're thinking about doing it, but that's for like bees and shit, which I don't know if I want to shoot a bee's nest.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It doesn't seem like it's a good idea, but whatever. So this 3.0 comes up. Great time. Loving it. I'm like, okay, there's no thumb cocky mechanism. There's a safety, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with that. Safeties, that's good because I don't have to do the thumb. Now I'm cocking back and I get my thumb ready because that's habit. I'm like, oh, here's the safety. Boink. Right? Right. Us being avid hunters at this table, us shooting quite a few amount of birds, the safety is deployed and there's a green arrow, like green. And I'm like, well, that's not right. So I turn it the other way, right? And I turn it the opposite way. And it's like, nope, green means it's shooting.
Green means go.
Yeah. Red means dead, literally on every hunting rifle in the history of mankind. And then you bring that to a hunter. So I'm over here like, maybe it's broken. And I turn it to green. I'm like, no, you did not bug assault. You did it backwards. So I'm gonna do, we need to do our own variation with it right and say red is dead, salt gun.
Red is dead.
Red is dead, salt gun. Because everybody's like, oh yeah, how many fucking flies were missed because his goddamn safety was on backwards to every
think
Texan.
Think about who they're marketing this product to. It is.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes. It is made for the average human being. It's not made for the avid hunter.
Mm. But, I mean, don't you think the avid hunters are just like working their trigger finger and they'll be the ones to get it?
I mean, I'm sure many avid hunters are just as confused as you are, but yes. The general public is just fine with it. Green means go, red means stop.
It was our like go-to Christmas present 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Family, friends, everyone
but it's
got
the,
it.
But it's the, it, that one
the
had
the one, the thumb 2.0, safety. Yeah, thumb safety. But regardless, like not hunters at all. Yeah. They love it the most. Cause that, to them, it's like, I have a gun.
I get to shoot something.
I have a gun, but it's not dangerous. Yep. It'll hurt, but it's not going to kill me.
Yep.
Are you saying that's like the vanilla sex?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a cardboard box absolutely. In Tokyo? Yes. Well, that's perfect. Well, on that note, everybody, I got Britton. I got Crystal. I got me. We are
the Burger King Ranch.